dihir-ngir ngidon kadai tiang meti angir cipokan di soldan du putung rangki cipu digi ini jes bom the times of freedom fashion.
Chimes of Freedom. And you're listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman, here with Juan Gonzalez.
Good day, Amy, and to our listeners around the country. And Amy, do you realize the anniversary that we're approaching in the next few days? It will be 5 years since Democracy Now! Came on the air, since you and I started working in February of 1996 to produce the first of these shows. And I have an important announcement for folks, and I'd like to urge all of our loyal listeners to Democracy Now! And to Pacifica across the country to get a pencil and paper, because I've got some important information that has to deal with both the anniversary of Democracy Now! As well as the upcoming fund drive of Pacifica. I want to give you some numbers. First, there's a phone number that you need to write down. It's 212-871-9322. That's 212-871-9322. And then there's an email address that I want you all to take down. That is PacificaCampaign@yahoo.com. Again, that's PacificaCampaign@yahoo.com. Now, Amy, you know, we've been working together for 5 years now, and I have to tell you, since the show's inception, I've been very proud of the groundbreaking work that we've done on Democracy Now! And also, more importantly, as a longtime listener for more than 30 years to Pacifica radio programs, I understand the critical role the network has played in reporting important stories the corporate media ignored, and thus helping to shape a lot of the progressive thought and popular movements in the country. But unfortunately, I am resigning today, effective immediately, from Democracy Now! Because I've decided that the current management situation at Pacifica has become intolerable. And despite my hope that the majority of the Pacifica Foundation's board of directors would come to its senses, the situation has only gotten worse, the last straw being the Christmas coup at this station, WBAI, last month. Quite simply, I've come to the conclusion that the Pacifica board has been hijacked by a small clique that has more in common with modern-day corporate vultures than with working-class America. That clique has illegally changed the foundation's bylaws, and during the past 2 years, it has methodically sought to squash dissent throughout the network, first at KPFA, then at PNN News, then at Democracy Now!, and now at WBAI. This group does not respect free speech. It does not respect labor or civil rights. It doesn't even practice due process for its own managers. And it's now seeking to radically alter Pacifica's bylaws to pave the way for the selling of one or more stations. Finally, Amy, I've got to tell you that the consistent attacks on you, the most important public face at Pacifica, has so poisoned the atmosphere at the network that it's becoming increasingly difficult for many people of conscience to continue working here. Amy, you're a wonderful and committed journalist, and you've been subjected to slanderous personal accusations and constant undermining of your efforts. And the board of Pacifica has tolerated and I think even encouraged this. And it's hypocritical of the board to continue to claim in its tape statements that it fully supports Amy Goodman when key managers routinely make your life miserable. This clique on the board insults Pacifica's loyal and sophisticated listeners by asking them to finance its shenanigans with their donations. Therefore, starting today, I will be joining other Pacifica listeners in a national corporate campaign that will not rest until every board member who has orchestrated this hijacking resigns and a new board is in place, a board that is democratically accountable to the network's listeners, to the communities of the stations of Pacifica, and to its staff. Our campaign is calling for listeners across the country to withhold donations to Pacifica in a mass referendum against the board's policies. Instead, we will be urging the listeners to contribute their money to a variety of groups around the country that are battling the Pacifica board, including the Legal Fund for Court Suits, which are currently challenging the board's legitimacy. Mr. Murdoch, Mr. Acosta, Mr. Palmer, and the other clique on the board will soon find out that Pacifica is listener-sponsored community radio, and I am sorry to have to take this kind of action, but and I fully support you in continuing to keep democracy now alive as long as possible under these trying circumstances, Amy. But I'm sure and I'm hopeful that a few months from now, once this click has been removed, that we may be able to resume democracy now come back as a co-host. But if not, I guarantee you that the network will not stay in the hands of these people. And I know you can't say anything, Amy, because there's a gag rule at this station, as there are many Pacifica stations right now, and that's why I felt it important to resign as I make this statement. But my best luck, my best wishes to you and to all the other people of goodwill who are still working at Pacifica. Don't worry, the network will be rescued soon.
Well, Juan, I don't know what to say except to say that it's been an incredible honor working with you over the last 5 years.
And it's been an honor not only working with you, but all the other great producers that we've had over those 5 years, like Julie Drizin and Dan Coughlin and Jeremy Scahill, Maria Canino, David Love, Hisu Ko, Karen Palmer, and now, of course, Terry Allen and Chris Abrams. They've all been wonderful, and without them, we couldn't have done the work.
Well, I'm going to miss you very, very much. Your contribution to Democracy Now! Has been, well, something beyond words that I have right now. We're going to move now into the rest of the program. We're going to play you a documentary. It's produced by Stacey Abramson and David Isay. David Isay, in fact, got his start at Pacifica Station, WBI.
Oh, Amy, one last word before I leave. Those phone numbers and those email addresses that I gave at the beginning of my statement, that's the phone number and the email address for listeners who want to support this campaign against the Pacifica Board. That's 212-871-9322. And the email address is pacificacampaign@yahoo.com. Please communicate with me and others today or tomorrow in the coming days, and you can join the campaign to oust this board.
Juan, it's been, again, an honor working with you. The documentary by David Isay and Stacey Abramson is called Witness to an Execution.